With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Even as they grieve for the lives lost, they're starting the long cleanup process in the small Oklahoma towns devastated by strong storms over the weekend. The death toll, at least four, including an infant. The town of Sulphur, roughly 70 miles southeast of Oklahoma City, was especially hard hit.
What I saw downtown Sulphur, it's unbelievable.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt on KOCO-TV, one lifelong Sulphur resident, describes the scene as one of complete devastation. In their latest phone call, President Biden once again pressed Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to clear the way for more aid to flow into Gaza.
This phone call between the two leaders comes as the United States steps up its diplomatic efforts at a crucial moment for the Middle East. The U.S. Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, has departed for Saudi Arabia, the first stop on another diplomatic tour of the region that will also include Jordan and Israel. In Riyadh, Mr. Blinken will be meeting regional officials to discuss a U.S.-led plan that could lead to a six-week cessation of hostilities, as well as the release of dozens of hostages still being held by Hamas in Gaza.
The BBC's Will Vernon, hundreds of arrests over the weekend at anti-Israel protests on America's college campuses. Also at SRNnews.com, Ukrainian President Zelensky reveals he's been working with the Biden administration on a scheme to provide Ukraine with American taxpayer dollars for the next 10 years. It would encompass military, economic, and political support for the coming decade. Today, former President Trump gets to do something he has been longing to do. He'll be hitting the campaign trail. Enjoying a day off from his New York criminal trial, he'll visit the battleground states of Michigan and Wisconsin. Wall Street, the Dow up 112. This is SRN News. Who is smoking pot in America?
A lot of people, apparently. A new Gallup poll indicates that about 10% of the U.S. population now uses marijuana on a regular basis. 20% do so at least once a month. Lower-income people are much more likely to use than those who are wealthy. States have been busy legalizing pot in recent years over the warnings of clergymen, pro-family advocates, and addiction experts. They all argue that legalization will only lead to greater usage. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In Tennessee, the Republican-controlled state legislature has passed a bill that penalizes adults who help minors receive sex change operations without parental consent. That legislation mirrors the language in an abortion trafficking measure that lawmakers approved recently. That bill would bar adults from helping young girls to obtain abortions without permission from their parents or guardians in the state of Tennessee. This is SRN News. In Germany, deadly fallout from the war in Ukraine.
Police in Upper Bavaria say the two Ukrainian men had been stabbed to death and a Russian man arrested as a possible suspect. German news sources say the two Ukrainians were killed at a shopping center in the village of Murnau. The victims were 23 and 36. The Russian suspect reportedly is 57. Investigators have not disclosed what a possible motive might have been in the Saturday night murders. Jason Walker reporting.
They're one of China's most beloved exports. A pair of giant pandas will soon be making the journey from China to the U.S. They'll take up residence at the San Diego Zoo. This is part of an ongoing conservation partnership between the two countries. The San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance says its caretakers recently visited China to meet the giant pandas. More details, SRNnews.com.